So then Hagola is not effective. You see, if you could make a Libun, if he could make a Libun, so a Libun doesn't require that it should be left idle for 24 hours. Because the Libun burns out completely. But in a Mardo, Mardo is usually of wood. I mean, it's impossible to make a Libun in a Mardo, in a shovel. So and then Hagola, as far as Hagola is concerned, so calls Manshi Basimul Man Bagola, even though, I mean, the truth is that if you have shishim in the mayim, neged the iser, so then Hagola is effective even if it didn't stay 24 hours. But the answer is, here, Hagola would not be effective even if you have a lot of mayim. Why? Because kol dovar shetashmishi al de'eir, so requires libun, not Hagola. And here, the shovel is tashmishi al de'eir, so mele Hagola is not effective. But so he says, kol zman shibasyeim elim hanema Hagola. Why is Hagola not effective? So even if there is shishim in the mayim, Hagola not be effective because it's tashmishi al de'eir. V'loi klipe bichlei umnes, because here the blie is al de'ish mamesh, so the blie is more thorough than kede klipe. So mele just by peeling off the outside layer of wood from the shovel, that will not be enough, because that will remove only the outside layer, but there is blie in the interior as well. All right. All right, now. Miu kisheina ben yeime, muta lishtamish bo, veligozru sheina ben yeime, yotu ben yeime, afil lechatchile. Kim de leefsha the taz and see in the shach and see if you test. Shari with Kehovim lo yishmale, la aso is mardo hadosho, behol pam she yish beholeo shalis, atkan lishinatesis. Now, so he says the question is, there is a loche that lechatchile we are not allowed to use a kele that is not a beyeme, even though it's a tampogo. Lechatchile you're not allowed. So he says, kimdel yefsher, sharivit kechovim lo yishmalei, la'asis mardo chadosho, b'chol pam sheyish b'choleo shalisa. Yishpech la'isa. But, you see, so in other words, so the loshen is, the loshen of mechaber is mishim diyifsher ben yenachet. So still he says the shach afil lechatchile it's muta. So monev shach even lechatchile it's muta. So why does the mechaber have to spell out the reason? Because the efsha b'yenacher. Let's say that it is efsha b'yenacher. Even lechatchile. So it's muta. So the shach explains it. Why is it muta lechatchile? Kim de leefsha. So Monef Shech, if the reason is alechatchile to be mishtamish in a kele that is not a beyeme, that has a bliya sisa that is not a beyeme. So why does this, do we say that it's muter because he evcha b'yenachia? So that means it's like the eved. So the lotion of the shach is not smooth. So he should say, so v'ligozru sheini b'yeimei yotu b'yeimei dehavi ki de'evet kim de'efsha. But the lashon of the shach is not dehavi ki de'evet. So he says afil lechatchile kim de'efsha. So some explain it that actually, you see, here this lechatchile is not like the chatchile that is mentioned in Simen Kof Kuf Chav Beis, that lechatchile you're not allowed to cook in a pot that has a bli of isar, even though it's not a beyeme. Because as far as that lechatchile is concerned, so even if there is some difficulty, even if there is a hardship, lechatchile you're not allowed. But here, that lechatchila doesn't apply here. Why? Because who is doing it? A goy is doing it. It's a goy. It's a Gentile baker. But the Jew comes in to the goy and he makes an order that the goy should bake for him. So now, so if it had been osa d'evet, so then it. So the fact that the baker, the one who does it, is a goy, has no relevance because it's also the heft is osa d'evet. But in view of the fact that this tam levgam is not osa d'evet, it's only osa lechatchile. So mele we say here, since he's a goy is not mechuyev mitzvahs. I mean, not mechuyev in any mitzvahs. Certainly not in a mitzvah lechatchile of a drabono. So that's why we say, since it's Yevsha Binyan Achaiya, so Mimele it's Muter. Not that in every case where the Evet is Muter, so if there is a problem, so it's considered like them. That's not so. This is the Heter that some Machshirim employ, unfortunately. I mean, they were, wherever there is a question of another $1,000 for the owner, so they say it's the Eved. It's not like that, because the Eved means the Eved, and just the hardship situation does not make it the Eved. But here, as there is a lechatchila, it's also to bake or to cook in a cliche in a beyemi. It's osa. So even if there is a hardship situation, it's osa. But as far as that lechatchile is concerned, the general lechatchile, it doesn't apply to a case where a goy does it. Because he is not bound by that isa lechatchile of cooking or baking in a kele that has a blia sisea, that is a nisim tam levgam. He's not bound. He does all the things. I mean, the Jew doesn't do it. He's just a customer. He just places an order. But there is another lechatchile. There is another lechatchile. I mean, that's from the Gemara Daf Samach Vov. It's mashma that where there is another lechatchile that where it's possible to bake it, to get it without any bli or viser, so then he shouldn't do it. So, as far as that special lechatchila is concerned, so we say, because it's Yevsha Binyan Achaiya, so that's why it's Mutar. That's the reason as to why the Shach formulated that way. Not because it has a din of the Eved, because if it hadn't been a goy, let's say if it had been Jewish ownership, so then he couldn't. But only because he's a goy, he's allowed. So, but there is another lechatchila. In a non-hardship situation, there is another lechatchile that he shouldn't even go and acquire something that is being cooked or baked in a kele that has a bli or visa. But that special drabonon doesn't apply to a hardship situation. All right, pas chamo shemunach al gabi chof yis psucho. Shall ya in Esech? Asso, Vidavki Minachas Neged Amiguf. Avon ya pass sinness, a filu imachovies psucho, oi pass hamo vichovies migufo, piristumo muta, vimhoyo passeiri, oser ima pass hamo afilchovies miguf. Now, the Mechaber passkins like the Rifshit. That Rif in the Rambam, generally, that I mean the Aloche is like Levi, that Reiche is Lav Milse, but Lechatchile it is Osa. Lechatchile it is Osa. Now, so we would expect the Mechaber to pass in connection with the Machlikes between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda and Reb Yosi, the Afrit Anoyi, also to pass like the Rif in the Rambam. But here the Mechaber deviates from the Pesach of the Rambam. Let's see how the Rambam passes. Except for this, the Pesach of the Mechaber is completely like the Rambam. But here there is a deviation. Now let's see how the Rambam paskens. Now, the Mechaber says, "Im hoyo paseirim, oser im apas chamo afil chovis miguf." If it's paseirim, because paseirim is shave, but if it's pasritim, so then it is oser only if it's apas chamo al gabei chovis psuch. Now the Gemara said there. The Gemara says, "My laftanoi, Omer Rav Mori, ktanoi. Horei de paschamo unson al pichov yishayin shel trumo. Reb Meir Eiser, Reb Yude Mater, Reb Yisi Mater b'shal chitin, Veiser b'shal seirim. Nisha seirim shi aveis. My laftanoi, the marso varich lav milsi, marso varich milsi. Lulei vivad etanoi, l'rav neim etanoi, Omer l'chav." The kulal mereichem milsi lav itmaralo da'i omar abachone omar rishlokish bipaschamo v'chovis psucho divrehakol oser bipasenes v'chovis migufo divrehakol muter loynechli kol paschamo v'chovis chsumo pasenes v'chovis psucho v'oname ki paschamo v'chovis psucho dami. So we saw last time that the Rif says that alibe de Levi, so this is not so. I mean, rishlokish its memory is not a libe de Levi. So since we pass like Levi, so memele it is muter even be pass chamo v'chovis psuch. This is the Rifshit, not like Teisvishit. Now in the Rambam follows the Rifshit. The Rambam. Now, Perktesvov Milches Trumes Aloch Yud Gimul, the Rambam says, Horei de paschamo v'nosno al pichov yeshal yayin trumo. Im hoi so pas chitim areze muteres. In other words, in all cases, even if it's a chov yesh psuch, but as long as the pas is chitim, so it's not sheyaveis, so then it's muter. In other words, but Rishloki says that where it's paschamo v'chov yipsucha, everybody agrees that it's osa. The answer is the Rambam follows the sheet of the Rif. This Rishlokish agrees with Rav that Rechemil say. So that's why he says what he says. But according to Levi, that Rechelav mil say, so even paschamo v'chov yipsucha it's muta. Oh, but then he says, we shall say rim asureis mipnei shesheyaveis. We shall seirim asurim mipnei shesheyaveis. So in other words, because the shit is a Rambam is, the shit is a Rif in the Rambam, that as in vis-a-vis seirim, it has nothing to do with reichen. So there it's like zeir. There it's mamoshes mamish, like zeir. So by seir. But Rashi shit is not like that. Rashi shit is that even seirim is based upon Reche, but the Rambam and the Rifshit is that Tzeirim is not based upon Reche. Masha'im kein, if it's Chitin, so the Rambam Shite is that even if it's Pas Chamo, and V'chov is Psucho, so it's still Muta. So it's still Muta. Now, the Mechaber paskens completely, except for this, so it paskens completely like the Rambam. But he differs from the Rambam. So here he says, Paschamo shemunach al gabichov yisucho shol yayin esach asureis, vidavki menachas neged amguf, avol ima pasinines, but if it is paschamo, even if it's chitin, and menachas neged amgufo, that means, chov yis psucho, so then it's osa. Then it's osa. So it's not like the Rambam. So, I mean, they always, the kasha, against the mechaber. Avla pasin afel chovis sucho paschamo v'chovis migufo muta v'imoyo paseirim osa im paschamo afel chovis miguf. So it seems that the mechaber, even though he paskens like the Rif and the Rambam, but on this point that the Rif and the Rambam say that Rish Lokish's memre is only alibe de Rav, but it's not alibe de Levi. And Tesis is Chilek. So on this question, the Mechaber passes like Tesis. Not like the Rambam. Not like the Rambam. And here he says, so Memele he says, Avoli ma pas seninis, I feel, so how can it be explained? Monefshech. If Reiche is love, we'll say. If Reiche is love, we'll say. So why should we say, Bishle megabi seirim? So it's more than Reiche. There it's like Zeir. It's like Zeir. Because the wine evaporates, and if it is some Mimele, so it absorbs the mamoshes of the yayin. But by Chitin, since he paskens like Levi, that Reiche is love milse in all situations. In all situations. So why does he pasken that if he pass Chamo and Chovis Psucho? So obviously, the cheat of the Mechaber is the just as Rabbi Yisi says. Just as Rabbi Yisi says, in regard to Seirim, that it is also a why. So according to the Derif says, that is not based upon Reiche, because there is Mamoshe Seisea, so Mimele the Mechaber holds that where it is Chovies Psucho and Paschamo, even if it's Chitin, so there is also Mamoshe Seisea. In other words, you see, Seirim is shaved more readily because wine always evaporates. So it's a question of degree. So Mele Seirim is shaved more readily, Seirim Tenchiti. So Mele, even if the Chovies is Migufo, so it absorbs the Mamoshes of the eye. The Mamoshes of the eye. Mashinkin by Chitin. So if it is chovies migufo, then it doesn't absorb the mamoshes of the yain. But if it is a chovies psucho, it's a chovies psucho, and the pas chitin is chamo, so then even in chitim it absorbs. That's the shita of the mechaber. But the mechaber, in respect to pas chamo and chitin, he doesn't follow up the shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Mutar lishev bepiv reach yain esach. Now that's Rav. Now the question is, how does the Rif on one hand, he says that Levi and Rove, that's ein hach. On the other hand, he says that Rove miparzike is consistent even with Levi. Why? Because Levi only says that the Eved it's mutarech, but lechatchile is made, and there it's lechatchile roven parzike. Let's say if bread was baked in the same time, the same oven with meat, so it's lechatchile. After all, he doesn't have to eat it with milk. He can eat it with meat. He can eat it with parve. He can eat it by itself without anything else. So mil, it's like lechatchila, and lechatchila reiche is mil. So even according to Levi, so the question is, monefshach, if Levi is made that lechatchila reiche is mil, only the eved is not mil. So why is he matia? Lishay b'piv reiach yainesa, that's lechatchila, and here it's the be'en. And that's the kasha of the Ran. The Ran asks in Chum against the Rif. Here it should be mochom over there. So lechatchila it's osea, even though he doesn't eat the bein of the reyach. He only eats a pas that absorbs the reyach of meat. So lechatchila is not allowed to eat that pas together with milk. Al chaskamu v'chamo, here he nails the reyach itself, the be'en of the reyach, not in the form of taruves. So lechaskamu v'chamo, that it should be osa. That's the kashadra. So what is the teretz and the Rif and the Rambam? I mean, they both follow the same shita. So we have to say now, Teisve says that the reason as to why Rove is matia, and so Bishleime, it's not considered a siye, because he holds reich alav milse, so inhaling a reich is not considered like drinking. But Dainesach is also banoye. So Teisva says, because here there is no real anoye, there is more tzar than too pungent. The riach is so pungent and so strong that there is, it's more unpleasant than anoye, than pleasant. So there is no isranoye. But according to Abaye, it's also on the score of siyeh. So even though there is more pain, more tzar than enjoyment, still it also, because it's like siyeh. Masha'inkin, according to Rav Reich Avmil, says, so siyeh it isn't. And anoye there certainly isn't, because it's a very pungent, unpleasant odor. So mimele, the pshat could be as follows. True, that Levi is made that lechatchile reiche is awesome. But since here it's only the whole Indian, that lechatchile is osea, is only midrabonon, and here it's, here it doesn't have anoye, so it's shaloike derachachaloson, that's the pshat of shaloike derachachaloson, if he doesn't enjoy it. And shaloike derachachaloson, even when you eat mamish, is muta midraise. But midrabonon, shaloike derachachaloson is osea. Mashenkin bareach, where even with anoy, so it would only be osea midrabonon. So mele where he doesn't enjoy it, which aliki derach loson, so even midrabonon is not osea, so it's mutal chatchile. So but if Rove had agreed with Rav that reiche is milse, that reiche is milse the eved, then it would be also lechatchila even shaloi kiderach halos. All right. Avol also l'teyamei, avol pishin ebele. Vi also lizalif yainesach shoso banoi. Avol muta lizalif stam yeino. Di muta banoi. So yainesach, real yainesach, is also banoi, so you can't sprinkle it in the room, because that's anoi. Sak shal pilpilin vizangvil shemasimim bikankankan yainesach, So if you put certain spices in the kankane yainesech, so mimele, so it's mutaloriame. So because so the shach explains it. Sifrovov, lifishina yainesim bemkeach, vineisim ken kedelitena yain tam bitavlim, el adra belitena tavlim tam biyain. So when he does, why does he do that? To give the tam of the spices in the yayin. Not that the yayin should give a reach in the yayin. Not that the yayin should give a reach in the tavli. So mele, it's not awesome. All right. So then he says, the shach says another tam. V'gam ze shemeriach bei einem mechavin lereach hayayin. So that's another tam, because he's not mechavi. So in other words, according to the first tam appears to say that the reason is why it's mutalo riyabem, because the yayin does not give a reyach in the tavli. That's why it's mutalo riyach. It doesn't affect the tavlin. The implication being that if it would affect the tavlin, it would be also to be meriach, according to the first lotion in the shach. But then the second lotion he says, "V'gam ze shemeriach bein mechav lereach hayayin el reach hatavlin." So in other words, so it's a dovah shel mischav. Now, but the two lishenes you see represent the two pshotim as to why Rove says that it's muta to inhale the reach, to inhale the reach of Yainesach. And even though Yainesach is also banoye, so Teisva says, because there is no anoye, there is more unpleasantness, there is more tzar than anoye. That's Teisva's pshat. But the Ran in Chum, so here he mentions his klal, that where the Yisar is an Yisar anoye, so if he's not mischavim to have the anoye, even though there is a psikreishe, so it's mutar. In other words, the whole aloha of psikreishe, v'lo yomus, is considered mischavim, doesn't apply to isur anoye. And so since here it's an Isra Noye, so according to the Ran, even if there will be no unpleasantness, even if there will be a very enjoyable Reach, so it will still be Mutar. Because why does he do it? Why does he inhale it? After all, it's not, you can see that from Teisves, it's not even enjoyable and still inhales it. He wants to test the quality of the wine. So he's not mischaven to have anoye, but he's mischaven to inhale it. But mimele has anoye, so it's a psychration. So since it's an isra anoye, by isra anoye you don't apply the aloche of psychration. So the first lotion in the shach is in accordance with Teisves pshat. And the second is in accordance with the Ran in Chulin Gidalosh. All right. Psomi avol lipsomim davdole osa. Why? Because it's a dva mitzvah. So since it has some connection with Yaineser, with Avodah Zarah, so mimele it is possible for avdole because of the aloche of avtrivei unoli fachasecho. We had it already in regard to an arbor that fell into Shemen, so we should not be used in the near Bisakneses. Why? Because so it's most. So anything that is linked with Avrizore, with Yaineser, so is possibly Dvar Mitzvah. So that's because of Hakrevei Onole Fachasecho. So that's why Avul Psom Davdolosa. Psomim Shlavris Chovim Kleya Kerem Viole also Lori Arben. Because all these things are also Vanoi. It's not necessary to go over inside all the Taz and Shach and Zimit of Ches, because I think I discussed it Baal Peh. Now, it was mentioned that there are some Rishenim who pasken like Rav, because Rovi Miparzikes Memre, that if pas was baked in the same oven as meat was boiled at the same time, so then you cannot eat that pas with milk. So because of that, Rav Natam, and there are a few other, and the Rabbi Hananel, so they pasken like Rav. However, most Rishenim pasken like Levi. There's the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam. Now, the Mechaber paskens like the Shita of the Rif and the Rambam, that the Aloche is like Levi. So the Mechaba paskens that lechatchile it's osea reiche, but the eved it's muta. And according to Mechaber, the eved it's muta under all circumstances. However, there are more. So he is machmel lechatchile, of course, and even nitana godel, because the Mechaber holds that when is it osea lechatchile, when is it osea lechatchile, that's only if it's itano cotton, but itano godel, so even chatchile it's muter, but there are rishenim who are chilek, so there are more paskins lechatchile that even bitano godel it's osea, because there is a certain degree of reiche even itano godel, but the eved he is making even itano cotton, so it's mashma from loshon of the Ramo that even shaloi b'mokein hefsed merube. He is also Mekel the Eved, even the Tanakot. In other words, he's not Chishish. The Ramo is not Chishish for the Shita of Rabban Hananel and Rabban Tam, that the Aloch is like Rav. But the Ramo pasken shaloi b'mokein hefsed merube, so in certain situations it's also the Eved. Why? Let's see, what situations? If it is the tanur is not potzuach ktsas, or if it's a dovo harif, so then in the shaloi mokim hefsed merube it's also even the eved. But that's not because the Ramo is cheshish for the psak of Rabban Tam and Rabban Hananel. No, but because the Arishayim who say that in view of the fact that the Gemara says, Rish Lakish says, that Bitanu, that Bechovius Psucha, Bechovius Psucha, so Bechovius Psucha and Pas Chamon, so it is certainly Osea. So the Shite of the Rif and the Rambam is that Levi rejects that member of Rish Lakish, but the Arishayim will say that this member of Rish Lakish, that Bechovius Psucha and Pas Chamo, so everybody agrees that it's Osea, is a little bit cool. So why? Because there, in such a case, you have a concentration of Reichen, an excessive degree of Reichen. So Mimele, so they say, if it's Dovacharif, or it's not even Pusuach Tzas, so you also have a concentration of Reichen, an abundance of Reichen. So even a little bit Levi, wherever you have an abundance of Reichen, so it's also. That's the reason as to why Shaloi Mimokim Hefzat Merube, the Ramo is Machmir. But not because he's Cheshi Shaloi Mokim Hefzat Merube for the Shite, for the Psak of Rabbi Nechananel and Rabbi Tam. Alright. But there is the Arishayim who passed in the Treche is Mils, like Rab. Now, the Shite of the Mechaber and the Ramo, they passed like the Rif and the Rambam. But there is one point in respect to which they don't pass like the Rif and the Rambam. Because the Rif has two Lishenis. Now he answers he refutes the Raya from Rove Miparzike that the Halacha is like Rav. So he says no, the Halacha is not like Rav, and Rove Miparzike can accord with Levi too. But then the question arises, how can it accord with Levi? Levi says Reichel Av Milse, so why does Rove Miparzike say that the past that was baked in the same time, in the same oven with meat, so that pas cannot be eaten with milk? So the Rif has two lishenis. One lashon is that Levi is made a lechatchila itzos, and here it's always considered like lechatchila, even though it was already baked, because who forces him? Who forces him to eat it with milk? He can eat other pas with milk, and this pas he can eat with meat or with barley. So maybe it's lechatchila. And then the other lashon is no, because it's idob, since he has ishimush of eter, so it's idob sheish l'matirin, and idob sheish l'matirin afil velef l'bottle. So that's the rifshite, that there is a third category of idob sheish l'matirin, because according to all the other rishonim, there are two categories of idob sheish l'matirin. We discussed it in connection with Simen Kuf Beis. One category is where it is destined by the lapse of time, by the automatic lapse of time, to become muter like chodosh or mukze after yontef, chodosh after the akovas eimer, after tezayin benisen, so it will become by virtue of the lapse of time, it will automatically become muter. That's one category of the rishis material. And then there is another category where it's biyode, it's mechusa maise, but biyode. Biyode, let's say tev. So in other words, biyode, he can be mafresh. So these are two categories of Dovash Yishlo Matirin that afilbel afilbotol, according to everybody, but only by mimimine. According to the Rif, there is a third category of Dovash Yishlo Matirin. And this is even more chamor, because the third category of Dovash Yishlo Matirin is afilbel afilbotol, not only by mimimine, but even by min shaloi mimine. Chodosh min shaloi mimine is bottle b'shishim, but this dovash yishlo matirin, the third category, even by min shaloi b'minei afilu b'lefli bottle. That is the type of dovash yishlo matirin where he has a shimush of heta. So that's the second lotion. So that's the second lotion of the Rif, that the reason is why Rabbi Miparzike says. Rove Miparzike says that the pas that was baked at the same time in the same oven with meat, so cannot be eaten with milk, is because in as much as he has a shimush of eter, he can simply eat it with milk or with palago by itself. He can eat it with meat, with palago by itself. He doesn't have to eat it dafke with milk, so he has a shimush of eter. So mele, it's a filibel of the bottle, even min shalabini. But the other shenim achili come this category of the vashiyeshal material. Now the Ramor, so he paskins vimo for pas im boso rosso lochli im cholov im yeshli pasache. Im yeshli pasache. So in other words, because then it's lechatchile. But if in pasache, he doesn't have any other pas that is available for him to be eaten together with milk. So mele it's muta. That is only true according to the first loshen deriv. That the reason is why Roman Palzike Asad that passed to be eaten with milk is because of lechatchile. So when is it considered lechatchile if he has pas, other pas available that he could eat together with milk? But if he doesn't have other pas that he could eat together with milk, so it's a hardship for him, so it's not lechatchile. Masheinke, according to second lotion, so it doesn't make any difference whether he has other pas available or not. As long as this pas has another shimush of eter, so maybe it's over sheish matirin, I feel the bell of the bottle. So that means that the Ramor only passes like the first lotion of the reef, but not like the second lotion of the reef. Now, everybody raises the question against the reef and the Rambam, according to the reef and the Rambam, that the reason is to why Rav says that boso shchuto shetzolo in boso nevelo in the same tanner. So it's also in David because of Reche. It's because Rav Lishitose, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimineas has been Mashu, and Reche Milse is not more than Mashu. So the question is, the Gemara is tailored the Machlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, in connection with a pas, Sheinicho, Paschitin, Sheinicho, Al Chovis. So the Rebbe Meir says it's osa. Rebbe Yehuda says it's muta. Rebbe Yisi says it all depends. Pas chitin it's muta, but pas hirin is osa. Mipnei shas hirim sheyaveis. So the Gemara is tailored. So the Gemara says, the Gemara in Pesachim says, Amar Morik Danoi. Horei de Pascham und Osnar Pichovis Jan shall Trumor Reb Meir Reis Reb Yehuda Mater Reb Yisi Mater Bishal Chiti Veis Bishal Seirim Nisha Seirim Sheyavis Mai Lach Danoi De Mar Sovarech Lav Milz Mar Sovarech Milzi Lilei Vivade Tanoi Lirav Neime Tanoi Omar Loch Rav Di Kulal Merech Milzi Lav Itmar Alo Dahi Omar Rav Chon Baruch Lokish Bipascham Vchovi Psucho Divra Aklosa Bipasenines וחוביס מגוף הדיבה עקל מותר, לא ינח לי כל פס חמו וחוביס חסומו, פסי נס וחוביס פסוכו, ועונה מכי פס חמו וחוביס פסוך אדם יהיה. So the question is, according to the Rav, that the whole rationale of Rav is because Rav Lishito say he passes like Rav Yehuda, that mean be minei asas be mashu, but here, so first of all, here it's min shaloi be minei. Here it's min shaloi be minei. Secondly, here it's Rav Yehuda. Here it's Rabbi Yehuda. And here the Gemara is saying, on the contrary, that the Gemara, the Rav name it Anoi, so what's the Pshat? So Rashi says, I mean, all the Rishim explain. In other words, the Rabbi Meir is like Rav, and Rabbi Yehuda is not like Rav. I mean, so the whole Gemara is contrary to the Rav Shita. And here it's Mishaloi Biminei. And still the Gemara applies the Shita of Rav to this case of Haminiach pas al chov yeshal trumo, whether it's also Lizarim or not the pas. But here it's Mishaloi Biminei, pas and yai. That's Mishaloi Biminei. So how can this aloche of Reich Milse, which is a mashu, which asers, which is not bottled, have any relevance to Min Shaloi B'Minei? Everybody raises that question. But I think that it's not difficult. You see, the Rif only says that the reason as to why Rav says that Reiche asas the Eved by Bosa Nevelo Shetzole in the same Tano with Bosa Shal Shruto is because Rav Lishitos. If Rav had not passed like Rav Yude, that Mimine Asa the Mashu, so he would be made that Reiche is not more than Mashu. Not more Mashu. But the Gemara here says, my left anoi, the mass of a rich lav, milsi, mass of a rich milsi. Lilay me vadit anoi, le rav name it anoi, omalach rav, the kula omerich milsi. Lav it maralo dahi, omarabachon omerish lokish, bipas hamo, vichovis psucho divrehatel osea. So even Rabbi Yehuda is made that it's osea. So in other words, the pshatn, according to the Rif, the pshatn, the Gemara is, the pshatn, the Gemara is, that according to Rav, so Reiche is like Tam. There is an equation between Reich and Tam. As a matter of fact, this is true according to modern psychology, that there is a connection between Reich and Tam. So that's the reason as to why Rav says Reich and Milsi. But we have a Tam Gomor and we have a Tam Kolosh. Now we learned that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Teisves and the Ramban three shittes. Now suppose the Rishishi in the Heta Negedi Isya, but you can still detect the Tam. Let's say the Goy tasted it, and the Goy said there is a Tam. So according to Teisves, it's a Tam Kolosh, it's Muta, give me the Rabban. According to Rashi, it's Osa. According to Rashi, it's Osa. In other words, we do not say it's a Tam Kolosh, and it's not considered. And according to the Ramban, makes a compromise. He says it all depends. If you have the Mamoshes of the Isya, may you have with the Mamoshes of Heter, with Mamoshes of Heter, and the Rishishim in the Heter, in the Mamoshes of Heter, the Rishishim, but you still detect the Tam, so then it's also, even though it's a Tam Kosh. But if you don't have the Mamoshes of the Isya, you just have the Bliye in the Gdeire, let's say you cooked, you cooked in the morning, you cooked Isa. Let's say one kazayis of Isa. And then you cooked 60 gzeisim. An hour later, you cooked in the same gdeira, after you cleaned it out, you cooked 60 gzeisim of heta. 60 gzeisim of heta. So it will be potl b'shishim. So it will be bottle b'shishim, because even if the whole thing was niflat, so it will be bottle b'shishim. But suppose you tasted it, somebody tasted it, and he tells us there is a tam. So in such a case, the Ramban would be made a tam kosh. If the tam originates in the mamoshes of Isaiah, so even though there is shishim, so then the Ramban Shite is like Rash, that it's Osa. We don't say it's a Tam Kolosh. But if the Tam does not originate in Mamoshes of Isaiah, but in the Bliye, so then it's like Tesis. So we have three Shites. So I'm just mentioning it. So we see that even by Tam, there is a difference between Tam Kolosh and the Tam Gomo. So Tam Kiika, true, but that's only if it's Tam Gomo. But if it's a Tam Kolosh, so then it's not Osa. So Mele, according to Rav, Reich is Milse. There is an equation between Reach and Tam. But just as vis-a-vis Tam, Tam Kolosh, according to Teisves is Muter, and according to the Ramban, it's also Muter if it doesn't originate in the Mamoshes. And here, it's not Mamoshes, because there is no Bliye of the Mamoshes. There is not even Bliye of the Mamoshes. So certainly not the Gufo Yisya. Is there the Mamoshes Gufo Yisya? There certainly isn't. So ligabe Reiche, there is also such a distinction between Reach Kolosh and an excessive Reach, and the Reach Gomo, not the Reach Kolosh. So when the Rif says that according to Rav, so Reiche is like Mashu, so that's the Reiche of Boso Nivele Shetzolein Boso Shchut. So that's not a Reagomo. Mashein Kein, in the case, so mele, it's so too reyach is like tam, but tam kolush itself is not osa. How could reyach be osa? But because Rav Shita is that mimine yasas mimashu, so even though the reyach is a reyach kolush, but if it's like tam, so it's not less than mashu, so mele it's osa. So if the reyach is only a reyach kolush, so then it'll be muter. Masheinkin, if it is a chovies psucho, v'chas chamo. So Rish Lakish says, then everybody is made that it is osa. Everybody is made that it is osa. Why? What's the difference? There is more tam. There is an abundant, not tam, I'm sorry. There is more reyach. There is an abundance of reyach by chovies psucho. They be pas chamo. So in other words, so then such a reyach is more than mashu. It's only the reyach in the case of boso nevele shetzole in the same tano with boso shchuto. So there we don't have an abundance of reyach. We don't have an abundance of reyach. So mimele. So mimele, it's only mashu. It's only mashu. Masheinkin, where we have an abundance of reyach, like chovies psucho pas chamo. So that's like tam. So it's like tam gomu. So even by min shaloi b'mine, it's osa. Min shaloi b'mine, it's osa. So this is the pshat in the Gemara. Lirav lilevi vadet anoi. Lirav neimet anoi. Should we say that according to Rav, it's also a macholin machlekes? Between Reb Meir and Reb Yude, so Rav is only like Reb Meir, but not accord with Reb Yude. So Omer Rav, the kula al mereichem milzi, lavit meralo dahi. Omer Rav Bachon Omer Rish Lakish, bipas chamo v'chovis psuchot imre haklosa. Why? Because there we have an abundance of reyach. So it's like tam gomo. So mele it's osa, even by min shalom minei. Bipas sein in his v'chovis migufot imre hakl muta. Because then we don't even have a substantial reyach. Then we have a minimum of reyach. So mutav l'neach l'kol pas chamo v'chovis chsumo pas seines v'chovis psucho. So that's machlekes. V'honame ki pas chamo v'chovis psucho damye. So in other words, so why does Rav say that boso? That nevela shetzole boso nevela shetzole be in the same tano with boso shchuto. So it's also so the Rif says because Rav paskins that mimine asas bimashu. Why? Because in the machlekes between Reb Meir and Reb Yude, so the Rav paskins like Reb Yude. So in other words, what's the machlekes according to Rav between Reb Meir and Reb Yude? Let's say by pas sinenes v'chovies psucho, or pas chamo v'chovies chsumo. So what's the machlekes? So there we don't have an abundance of reyach. We just have it. A substantial quantity of reyach, but not an abundance of reyach. So mimele, according to Reb Meir, it is also considered like a reyach gomo. And mimele, it's more than mashu. According to Reb Yude, no. By pas seinenes, even though it's chovies psucho, so there it's not considered like a tam gomo. It's considered only like mashu. And since it's minshalo b'minei, so Reb Yude says, it's muter. But Reb Meir holds that pas chamo v'chovies migufo is considered to have an abundance of reyach. So Meir it's like a tam gomo. So Meir it's also even by minshalo b'minei. All right. שאין נבלל ויועיס הרמד בעצמי אלו שניסה רבינו מכיר. So what's Yovish B'Yovish? Yovish B'Yovish means there is no even distribution. Not only there isn't even distribution, there is no objective taruvis. It's only, it's in our mind that the taruvis exists. It's a subjective taruvis. Yovish B'Yovish means, let's say, you can have, let's say, one chtiche here at this corner, and two chtiches in another corner, and you don't know one of the chtiches is iser, the other two chtiches are heter, but you don't know which is which. Everyone is aimed k-made. They can even be aimed in separate rooms, in separate buildings, but you don't know. You know one of the three. So I mean, one of the three is iser, and two of the three are heter. So there is a bittul. So in other words, there is no objective taruvis. The sofik is now mind. It's a subjective taruvis. That's yovish b'yovish. That's the definition of yovish b'yovish. So there is a aloche that yovish b'yovish min b'minei even mid rabbonim is bottle barov. Min shaloi b'minei. So mid rais it's also bottle barov. But mid rabbonon it requires shishim. Why mid rabbonon requires shishim? The shach mentioned that so many times the task too. Especially the Shach. So in other words, according to most Rishenim, the reason as to why Yovish B'Yovish Nishalim Mine requires Mitrabon and Shishim because of the possibility he'll cook them together. And then the Yisea will give a tam in the Heter if there is no Shishim. So Mele, even if he didn't cook them together, it's not Bot Berov, but it requires Shishim. That's the Pshat of most Rishenim. Most possible. The Isav Eter, he gives a different time. He says, if it is Yovish Biyo, if it is Min Biminei, and Yovish, Min Shaloi Biminei, and Yovish Biyovish, so then, usually, if it is has just Rov, not Shishim, so it is possible, usually it is possible to identify the Isav from the Eter. Because after all, if it's Mishaloi B'Minei, so many times it has a different appearance. It has a different appearance if it's Mishaloi B'Minei, and if it's Yovish B'Yovish. So, and many times it has a different name too, I mean, if it's Mishaloi B'Minei. So, Mimele, it's possible. So if it's Lach B'Lach, so you just don't see it. But if it's Yovish B'Yovish, so it means you see each Chatiche separately. So it's possible to identify. But it's not the case, we are not dealing with the case of Nikarisa. Then, so Midraisa there is no beetle. And even with the Rishishim there is no beetle. But since many times, by Yovish B'Yovish, Min Shaloi B'Minei, so with difficulty it's possible to determine and distinguish the Isa from the Heter, so Mele the Chachomim Mo Misakein, that in all cases, even if it's impossible to identify the Isa from the Heter, if there is no Shishim, it's not. That's the Isa of the Heter stamp. But most Rishenim say that the reason is why the Chachomim or Misaki, that Yovish B'Yovish is not bottle berov, it requires Shishim because of the possibility, lest he'll cook them together, then it will give it up. Now the question arises, suppose he cooks them together and he gives it up. So then it will be also if there is no Shishim, because he'll give a tam, but that again should be told in the Machlekes, the Rashba and the Rosh. We have him a basic Machlekes, right here we have it. Between the Rashba and the Rosh, Yovish B'Yovish, so the Rosh, Chad B'Trei, so the Rosh says that one is allowed Lechatchila, even with the Rabbonon, to eat the three Chatichas together. To three chatichas together. And you cannot say, but he certainly eats the Yisea. The answer is, just as in Tarubes of Lar Belach, so it's Yisa Nepach Leheter, so by Yovish B'Yovish is also Yisa Nepach Leheter. So Mele, he shouldn't have any pangs of conscience in eating all the three chatichas together with Basachas, because the thing that was Klapish Maye, Galia, that it was Osea, now it's Muter. As long as objectively there is a taruves and it is sofik to us, so it becomes muter. So that's the shita of the Rosh. But the Rashbo shita is, no, he cannot eat all the three chatiches basachas. The Rashi b'shita is that he can eat all the three chatiches. The same person can eat all the three chatiches. But b'zeachazeh, you see, Teisa b'shita is in Chum and in Zvochim, that even the same person is not allowed to eat mirabonon, all the three chatiches. But the Rashi b'shita is that the same person is allowed to eat b'zeachazeh. Not like they says that even Bozeach HaZeh, the same person cannot eat all the three chatiches. The Rashi b'shita is that the same person, Bozeach HaZeh, can eat all the three chatiches. But Basach HaZeh not. Now, the Asam Achenim who assume that the Pshat in the Rashbo is that by Yovish b'Yovish, so there is no halocha of Isa Nefach Le'etah. But by Yovish B'Yovish, the whole din of Bitl of Yovish B'Yovish is based upon the biru of Kol Diporish, Merube Porish. So maybe it's not shayach to say Kol Diporish, Merube Porish if he eats all the three chatiches together. But I said no. I mean, this is not the pshat. The Rashbo is also made that by Yovish B'Yovish there is a halacha of Isa Nefach Leheter. Of Isa Nefach Leheter. Just as there is by Lar B'Lach. But there is one fundamental difference between Taruves, the beetle of Lar B'Lach, and the beetle of Yavish B'Yavish. By the beetle of Lar, by the beetle vis-a-vis Lar B'Lach, so the Isa Nepach Leheter is not based upon a din of Biru of Kol Diporish. You couldn't say Kol Diporish by Lar B'Lach. Lar B'Lach means even distribution. So you know that in every unit of the Taruves, you have Isa and Heter, there is a certain ratio. There is a certain ratio, let's say 1 to 60. I mean, so 1 to 61. So I mean, it's 60 Heter and 1 Isa. So we have the ratio of 1 to 61 in every unit of the Taruvis. So you couldn't say the Biru, you couldn't apply the Biru of Kol Diporish, Merube Porish, but there's the Aloche, even though we know that in every unit of the Taruves, there is Yisea, it becomes Nepach Le'etah. Mashe'inke. So the Rosh Shita is the same thing is true of Yovish B'Yovish. Also, Isa Nepach Le'etah. Without, it's not based upon the Biru of Kol Diporish. Mashe'inke, the Rashi B'Shita is, no. By Lar B'Lach, where there is even distribution, where there is an objective, Taruves, so then there is Aloha of Isa Nepach Le'etah just like that, at the very outset. Masha'inki by Yovish B'Yovish, where objectively there is no Taruves. It's objectively, there is no mix-up. The mix-up exists in our minds. It's only subjective Taruves. So Memela too, there is Aloha of Bittl, but this Aloha of Bittl is based upon the Biru of Kol Diporish. In other words, so if one chticha of Iser was mixed up in our minds with two chtichas of Heter, so we say, in as much as vis-a-vis each individual chticha, so we can apply the Biru of Kol Diporish. We have three chtichas. So vis-a-vis each individual chticha, we can assume Kol Diporish Merube Porish. There is Rov Heter. So mimele, even if Tlapishma is Galye, that this particular Chatiche is Dafter is true, Kol Diporish, whatever you love, it could be the other way. I mean, it always happens that something it takes place not in accordance with Rav, because there is a Miyu too. So the halacha is that as long as the Biru of Kol Diporish takes effect in respect to each individual chatiche. So even if Klapishmai is Galie, that this individual chatiche, that the chatiche in question, happened to be the chatiche of Isaiah, not from the Rov, so it's still Nepach Le'etah. But first, we must establish the Biru of Kol Diporish in respect to each individual chatiche. Then, the halacha of Isa Nepach Le'etah can take effect. So maybe the Rashba says, so if it's one chatiche at a time, even though it's the same person, but let's say at 9 o'clock in the morning he eats one chatiche. So when he eats the one chatiche at 9 o'clock in the morning, there is the biru that this is of the two heter. So even if Klapishmai is Gali, it's not heter, it is nepach leheter. Then at 10 o'clock he eats another chatiche. So we say that this is the heter. And the Yisar is either in the chaticha that he already ate, or in the chaticha that is not eating now. And the same thing is true when he eats the third chatich. Mashein ken, if he wants to eat, to swallow all the three chatiches at the same time. So then we couldn't say that in respect to his achille, there is the biru of kol diporish. Because he eats the heretofore itzer also. So memele, since the biru of kol diporish is not established in respect to the this achille, so there is no aloche of isa nepachleta. But now, who is the chite? So there are number of achrenim who say that the chite sarashbo is that the whole din of bitl of yovish b'yovish is a din of biru of kol diporish. But it's not so. It's not so. First of all, the Taz himself points out in several places. We already had it in the Taz that the Rashbo is made that midraise. One is allowed to eat all the three chatichas together, but it's only midrabono. So why is he allowed midraise to eat? Because of isanepach leheter. So, but midrabono, according to the Rashbo, so the biru of kol diporish has to be established before we apply the din of isanepach leheter. But then there is such a shita. But that's the shita of the Teis V'Srid in Bava Basra. That's the shita of the Teis V'Srid in Bava Basra in Chesed Sabbatim. So the Teis V'Srid in Bava Basra holds that the whole din of Yovish B'Yovish, of Bittul B'Rov Yovish, is not a aloche of Isa Nepach Le'eter, but it's a aloche of Kol Diporish B'Rov Diporish. Midrais. And according to the Teis V'Srid, not only one is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches mivasachas, but even bozeachaze is not allowed, midraiz is not allowed. And not only that one is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches bozeachaze, according to this read, even two chatiches is not allowed to eat bizoachaze. One person, according to this read, is only allowed to eat one chatiche. So in respect to that person, we can apply the daloche of kol diporish merubi porish. Another person can eat another chatiche of the three chatiches. But the same person, even bezeach hazeh, is not allowed to eat all the three chatiches. It's not even the two chatiches. Because if he eats two chatiches, so he cannot say, I'm a fine Jew, because on the basis of kol diporish, so he ate the iser. So one person is only allowed to eat one chatiche. Even Bazachazeh is not allowed to eat more than one chatich. He's not allowed to eat one chatich. There's a Teisus Rechite, but Teisus Rechite is Yochid. I mean, Shechno doesn't even mention the Teisus Rechite in Rabbah. Now, let's see here. Chticha sheneruya l'ishavish nisavu b'achiritz, min b'mino yovish b'yovish, d'hayne sheyim yivlal v'yisarim et ba'atzmei, elo shenisari v'einim akire, chad b'tri bot, umuta l'ochlo n'od omechot, kol echot b'fnei atzmo. אבל לא יאכל שלושתם יחד. Who shita is that? The Rashi. Not the Rashi. He doesn't pass like the Rashi. לא יאכל שלושתם יחד. ויש מי שאיסר לאוכלו מדמחות, אף אם זה החזה. That's the shita of thesis. In Chum, in Zvochi, that אפילו זה החזה. Now, let's see the Taz. חד בתרי בוטל, סיף א', דכסיב אחרי רבי מעטיס, ולא יחמירו רבון לעצר סמך, כיוון שינרוי על ישרבית, רק שיחמירו, שלא יאכל שלוש טון כאחות, דומימון אפשרי חלו יישא ויזכירי. So again he emphasizes, that according to the Rashbo, that it's also to eat all the fichtiches together with Basachas, so it's only the רבון, שיחמירו, תחכומים ומחם, מדרייסה. He reiterates that. He already mentioned it in previous simonim. Several times. So here he reiterates that. Sheachmiru shalayich l'shlosh don keachot. Domimon efshech. Eich Eloisa. Eich Eloisa beisachi. Alright. So, yes. He's not different according to the Taz. He's not different at all than the Rosh on the Raisa level. But he differs from the Rosh on the Rabbonon level. The Rosh holds that even with the Rabbonon. So he is allowed to eat all the tichtichas together, and the Rashba says, no, mid Rabbonon not. Why mid Rabbonon not? So there are some achrenim who explain it, mid Rabbonon. So there is no halacha of Isa Nepach Leheter, mid Rabbonon, according to the Rashba. No, but it doesn't seem like that. The Rashba is made that even with the Rabbanon there is Alocha of Isa Nepach Leheta Bayavish Biyavish. But the Rashba Shita is, according to the Taz explanation, that with the Rabbanon, the Alocha of the Chalizdin of Isa Nepach Leheta is based upon the establishment of Kol Dipolis. Only when Kol Dipolis takes effect. But vis-a-vis Thvichtiches and Achille of Thvichtiches together, there is no Kol Dipolis. So Mele, Midirabonon, there is no din of Isa Nepach Leheta. Now, Ramo, V'chein Yi Eishlinik Lechatchile. In other words, like the second Losh in the Mechaber. So the Mechaber doesn't even mention the Shita of the Rosh. But he mentioned the Shita of the Rashba and the Shita of Teisves, that is more homo than the Shita of the Rashba. That all the Tvichtiches cannot be eaten by the same person, even Mozachase. So there are more paskas like that, like the Shita of Teisves. But then there is another chumre, that's the Shita of Rashi Navi Lizore. Rashi Navi Lizore says that by every Yovish be Yovish, so you have to throw out one in order that it should be able to be tailored, the one that you threw out, that's the one the Isa. Even though from the point of view of probability, of chances, so it's not the Isa. But as long as there is a possibility, even though it's a remote possibility, so maybe you can be taken. That's Rashi Shita. But all the other, what's the Mokir of Rashi? The Mishnah in Trumo. In other words, Trumo is bottled be'achod u'meyo. So the halacha is that you have to take out one portion, one measure. So all the other Rishonim say that's only halacha gabi Trumo, because Trumo, besides the Yisrael, there is a din momenes of Momen HaShevet. So if, let's say, one measure of Trumo was Nisariv with 100 measures of Chum, so besides the Yisrael, there is an Ian of Momenes. In other words, so the Kehen owns a Chilek in that crop, in that Aruves. So we merely have to take out one and give it to the Kehen because of the Momenic Aloch. But it has no application to Yisuri. But Rashi Shita is no. It's aloche in all Yisroel. So the Ramos says, "V'chein yilish l'chatchile v'yesh machmirin lehashlich echod elitn li v'tichovim hagoy sharidurim shimaram v'rash v'avizore davayin dalad amudalad v'ein el chum rebaun." But this Rashi Shita is only a chum rebaun. In other words, he says that it's all right, it's a proper thing, but it's mikra didine, we don't have to be cheshish for Shita's Rashi. V'chol ze the Ramos says, "K'shinisari v'mine." אבל כשלוי במיני ומכירי אפילו יובש ביובש צורך שישי אפילו יובש ביובש צורך שישי ואין חילק בכל זה בינו יישא מדרבון או נוי מדרה יישא אם ניסר וכלים ביחד. So the Ramo says there is no difference between יובש ביובש in the Nisa Deraise and Yovesh B'Yovesh and Nisa Rabbonon. So the Pashtes Haloshen of the Ramo indicates that according to the Ramo, there is no distinction whatsoever between Nisa Deraise and Nisa Rabbonon. But the distinction is between Mimimine and Mishaloi Bimine. So if it is the Aruves of Mimimine, Yovesh B'Yovesh, so even if it's a Shailen and the Deraise, so it's Batel Barov. If it is Mishaloi Bimine, even if it's only Nigei and Nisa Rabbonon, let's say you have one chtiche of psari b'cholov, or nevelim d'rabbonon. You can have nevelim d'rabbonon too. So nevelim d'rabbonon is nisari with other chtiches of eter. So if it's mimimine, so then it's but b'rov. If it's min shaloi b'mine, it requires shishim, even though it involves a nisar rabbonon. That's the pashtus haloshin of the Ramo. The Shach discusses that and he mentions Yeraye from Yerzeruah that inasmuch as the whole requirement of Shishi in Yovesh B'Yovesh Min Shaloi B'Mine is itself Midrabanon, because Midraise even Min Shaloi B'Mine, even Min Shaloi B'Mine is bottle B'Rov, but the Chachomim are Misakin according to most Rishonim because of Eichshoshe, maybe he'll be Mivashel together and so on. So Mimele that the Rabanon, that Yovesh B'Yovesh Min Shaloi B'Mine requires Shishi, only applies to a Yovish B'Yovish Mishal B'Mine in the Nisa D'Raise. But Yovish B'Yovish Mishal B'Mine in Nisa D'Rabbonon, since Mid'Raise, even by Nisa D'Raise, So Yovish be Yovish, Nishal Mini is Batal Rav. So by Nisa the Rabbanon, even with the Rabbanon we don't need it. So then he says, and that's the sheet of the Shach. And he mentions a Raya from Neozoa. And then he says, from the Ramo it's mashmanat, like that, because the Ramo says, Ve'inchilu b'cholze b'in mo'yisa min rabbonu min ra'ise. So he says, no, but there is a Raya from the Zeruah, not like the Ramo. Then he says, at the end, there is no Raya mochachas, that this is the pshat in the Ramo. Because it's possible that when the Ramo says, Ve'inchilu b'cholze, Beino Yisea midrabonon oy midraise, so he means because there is one Zeozoa, there is a stira between two Yazoas, there is an apparent stira between two Yazoas, but there is one Yazoa which purports to say that by Nisa de Rabbonon, so Yovish be Yovish can be bottled chat bechatu. It's a very strange idea. So it's possible that when the Ramo says Ve'inchilu b'cholze beinu yisam l'rabbonon lo midraise, so he means that if it is min b'minei, so it requires rov regardless whether it involves an isa deraise isa rabbonon. Even if it involves only Nisa Rabbanon, it still requires Rav. And it's not Batel Chad B'Chad. Not like the Erzurua, which purports to say that by Nisa Rabbanon, so Yovish B'Yovish is Batel Chad B'Chad. And the Shach says that the Erzurua himself only applies to Nisa Rabbanon of Min B'Mine. So then we need Chad B'Chad. So Chad B'Chad becomes Batel. So there is who I will agree that we need Rov, and this is how he reconciles the two Yerzeruahs, because there is one Yerzeruah which purports to say that Yovish B'Yovish in the Rabbanon doesn't even require Rov, so Chad B'Chad is bot. Chad B'Chad is bot. There is another Yerzeruah that purports to say that it requires Rov. So there is a stira. So the Shach reconciles the two Yerzeruahs. The Yerzeruah that says that the Nisa Rabbanon, even Chad B'Chad is bottle, has reference to a Yovish B'Yovish, Darus Yovish B'Yovish, Chad B'Chad, Min B'Mine. Min B'Mine. So even by Chad B'Chad is bottle. Then, but the Yerzeruah that says, that purports to say, that it's bottle b'rov has reference to Yovish B'Yovish, B'Yovish B'Yovish, Minshaloi B'Mine. Minshaloi B'Mine. So we don't have that kule, that even Chad B'Chad is bottle. This is what the Shach says. But then, so he says, but from the Ramo it's mashma, that Minshaloi B'Mine requires, the Pashas Haloshon of the Ramo indicates that by Mishaloi B'Mine, even if it involves an Isra Rabbonon, it requires Shishim. But then he says at the end, the Shach, maybe, then when the Ramo says, Ve'inchilu b'cholze b'ne Yisra b'Rabbonon mid'raise, so he has reference to Min B'Mine. So in other words, La'afuke, the Shite of the Yazorua, that by Min B'Mine, I mean according to the Shach's Pshat, that by Min B'Mine, so in the Nisra Rabbonon, so Yovish B'Yovish, so even Chad B'Chad is bottle. Even Chad B'Chad is bottle. So this is what Ramo means. Basheim kein ligabe min shaloi b'minei. So the Ramo says that it requires shishim, and that even by Nisa D'Raisa it requires shishim only mid Rabbanon. So maybe vis-a-vis Nisa D'Rabbanon min shaloi b'minei, the Ramo would be made that even with the Rabbanon it would be bottled off. And when he says V'inchilu b'chozeh b'nisam Rabbanon mid'raise, he's limited. He limits himself to Min B'Minei. But Min Shaloi B'Minei, vis-a-vis Min Shaloi B'Minei, maybe the Ramol will be made that there is a difference between an Issa D'Raise and Issa Rabbanon. Issa D'Raise, so while mid'raise it's bottled off, Min Shaloi B'Minei. But Midr Rabbonon requires Shishim, but in Nisa Rabbonon. So even Midr Rabbonon is bottle of the Rov, and it doesn't require Shishim. All right, but the Pashas Haloshin is as the as the Shach himself concedes, the Ramoshiti is veinchiluk becholze beinim isam the Rabbanon and the Raise, that even by mean that there is no difference bein in regard to min b'minei between the Raise and the Rabbanon, and bein in regard to min shalei b'minei. So in other words, min shalei b'minei bein the Raise bein the Rabbanon require shishim, and min b'minei bein the Raise bein the Rabbanon requires all. All right, there's a pashtus haloshin of the Ramon. Now the second thing, yovish b'yovish shenisbatil chad b'trei im bishlon kulum keichot va'afilu leechil kol echad b'fnei atzmei oser im ein shom shishim mipnei shoreite v'neisin tam v'nivla b'chatichis v'imreitze levashlon yachad ואין שום סמך, מוטל הרביס עליהן כדי שיהיו שישים ולבשלון ואין במשמבט ליסה. Now here, the מחבר again passes like the Rashba, not like the Rosh. Because according to the Rosh, that by Yovish B'Yovish, you are allowed to eat all the Svichtichas together. Why? Because even though you definitely are going to eat the Isaiah, but the Isaiah, the heretofore Isaiah, was already converted into Heter. So Mimele, why should it be also to be Mivashal together? You're allowed to eat the Svichtichas together. Why shouldn't you be allowed to be Mivashal together? The only reason as to why you're not allowed to be Mivashal together is because the Isa will definitely give a tam in the Heter. So what? And if you eat all the Svichtichas together, you'll certainly feel the tam of the Isa if you eat them with Vasachas. So, but the Yisar is nefach leheter, so it should be allowed, it should be muter to be mevashel them together too. But the answer is, the Mechaber didn't even mention the Roshite. He, the Mechaber mentioned it in Sif Aleph, to Lishenes, one Loshen is the Rashbashite, that the Basachas, one person is not allowed to eat all the three tichas together, and then second Loshen is even a bigger Chumre, that even Bazachazeh, one person should not eat all the three tichas. But definitely, Bibasachas, all the Tichtiches, definitely not. So he doesn't even consider the Shittes Rosh. So, in other words, he agrees with the Shittes Rashba. And in one Loshen, he's even Machmir beyond the Shittes Rashba. So Mimele, he says, Yovish b'yovish is battle chad b'trei im bishlon kulam keachot v'afil echol kol echol b'vnei atzmei oser im ein shom shishim m'pnei shoreitim v'nisim tam v'nivla b'chtiches. Now, but then the Mechaber says, so to be mevashel together, it's also, because then it's like eating them together. But v'im reitzel levashel yachad, v'ein shem samech, mutal harbis aleihem kidishi o shishim, ulevashlon, v'im b'im shem mevatel isa. Now, why isn't there an isa of him mevatel isa lechatchile? Why isn't there an isa of him mevatel isa lechatchile? According to the Rosh, so it's also. It's osea to eat them, to eat the Svichtichas together. So Mimele should not be Meisiv. So the answer is, so the Rashba himself says, because it's only osea to eat the Svichtichas together, but Bezeach HaZeh it's Muta. So Mimele, the Aloche, the Yisea, of a Mivatni Slachatchile doesn't apply to such a case. When is there any Aloche of a Mivatni Slachatchile? If at the very outset, you're not allowed to eat each individual Chticha by itself. So then, you're not allowed to be Meisiv. Mashenkin, here you can take out one chtich at a time and eat it. So Mimele, there is no Yisar of him vatlin islachatchil. Now then, Ramo says, V'yeh Shemrim, V'im neida ha-taruves, now that's the sheet of the Rosh. V'yeh Shemrim, V'im neida ha-taruves, kidim shenizbashlo biyachat, hakel shore, den chizrim v'nesorim mi'acha shenizbato biyovish. V'imokim hefzed, yeshlis mechadivre ha-makilin, ulehad. So it sounds strange, the Ramon. Because you see, we saw that the Mechaber was so machmir, he didn't even mention the Shittes Rosh, that one is allowed to eat all the three chtichas together. He didn't even mention it. And the Ramon, but he mentioned the Shittes Rashbo, that Bibasachas, one person cannot eat all the three tichas together. And then he mentioned another Loshen in Sif Alef, that even Bazachazeh, one person is not allowed to eat. That's Tesi Shit. But the Shittes Rosh didn't even mention. Now, and then the Ramo says, V'chein yeish linik lechatchile. Like the second Loshen in Mechaber. Like Shittes HaTesis, not like the Shittes Rashbo. So in other words, so the Ramo is more machmir than the Mechaber. Because the Mechaber mentions today's as to whether Bozeach Hazeh, one person is allowed to eat a Fichtiches or not. And the Ramo says, no, Lechatchile, one person should not even eat Bozeach Hazeh the Fichtiches. So he's more machlech than the Mechaber. But here, so Memele, whatever Chumre, the Mechaber paskens, the Ramo certainly should pask. So, since the Mechaber paskens, that even the Eved like the Rashbo, and he doesn't rely on the Shittas Rashbo, even the Eved, I mean, on Shittas Rosh, even the Eved, and even the Eved, so certainly the Ramo should not rely on the Shittas Rosh. But you see that the Ramo, the Eved, he paskens like he relies on the Shittas Rosh, Bimokim Efsit. So he says, "V'yesh emrim." That's the Shittas Rosh. "Dimli da taruv eskinin shenizbashlo biyachad hakol shore dein chizrim v'nisorim me'achas shenizbatil biyovish me'achas shenizbatil biyovish." So the Ramo. That's the Shittas Rosh. But why? Because Isar is nepach leter. But when does the Rosh apply his shite that you are allowed to eat all the tichtichas together only when it's nida taruves? Then there is a din of bitl of isa nepach leter, but as long as it's not nida taruves, so then there is no din of bitl, because in order that the din of bitl of isa nepach leter should take effect, so the subjective element is necessary. In other words, when can we say isa nepach leter according to the Rosh? Only if he's cognizant, if the bala taruves is aware of the fact that there is taruves. But if he's not aware of the fact that there is taruves, so then we don't say that the iser is nepach leter. So memele, when according to the Rosh, it's muta to be mivashel the taruves of yovish biyovish together in one pot, if he's cognizant of it, so then the subjective element is present. So memele, the iser, the beetle takes effect, and the iser is nepach leheta. But suppose, let's say Ruvain's tuchtiches became mixed up, tuchtiches of heta became mixed up with one chtiche of Isa, Ruvain's, and Ruvain didn't find out about it. Somebody else did it. Shimon mixed it up. Ruvain doesn't know. Ruvain is out of town. Shimon mixed up one chtiche of Isa belonging to Ruvain with the tuchtiches of Heta belonging to Ruvain. Shimon did it, and Ruvain is out of town, he doesn't know anything about it. So Shimon is not allowed to be mivashel them together, because in as much as the Balat Aruvis does not know about it, so that the beetle doesn't take effect. So Memele, if he's mivashel, so then the Iser will give tam in the Heter, so everything will become Oser. So even according to the Rosh, it's muta to be mivashel together only if he is cognizant, if it's nida taruves. So that's why he says, "V'yeshem in the nida taruves kinen shenizbashlo biyachad hakol shore din chizrim nisorim me'achas shenizbatil biyovish." But only if nida taruves, but not if it's loy nida taruves. So he says, now this is a bikule, but the mechaber doesn't even mention the kule of the Rosh. He mentions two chumres, either the Rashbos chumre or even a bigger chumre, the Shita of Teisves, but the Shita of Rosh, he doesn't even mention. So, and the Ramo, he paskens lechatchile like the second Shita, the second Rosh in the Mechaber. So you would expect that he certainly would not be made like the Rosh, but the Ramo, Bimokim Hefzed, he is make like the Rosh. So Shaloi Bimokim Efsed Lechatchile is Machmir for Shittas HaTeitzves, that even Bozeach Hazeh one is not allowed to eat all the Tvichtiches. But Bimokim Efsed, he relies even on the Shittas Rosh. Now, so it's Mashma from that Ramo. After all, I mean, Shaloi Bimokim Efsed, so is Cheshishim for Shittas HaTeitzves, that even Bozeach Hazeh one person should not eat all the Tvichtiches. And Bimokim Efsed, he relies even on the Shittas Rosh. Why is it so? Apparently, the Ramo agrees with the Taz that when the Rashbo is chilik on the Rosh, he is only chilik on the Rosh on the Rabbonon level, but on the Raisa level, he is not chilik on the Rosh. So since the machlikes between the Rashbo and the Rosh is only on the Rabbonon level, so maybe Mokem have said, since we don't have any chshosh the Raisa, it's only in the Rabbonon, so Mokem have said, we can rely on the Rosh. But Shalom Mokim have said, we have to be Cheshish not only for Shitas Rashbo, we even have to be Cheshish for the Shitas HaTesis. For the Shitas HaTesis. Alright, now, here let's see. Now there are two very important small shachs here. Now, Gimel, in the shach, Shein Nivlal, because of a Bach, the Kemar Bikemach, given the Nivlal Mikhalar Belach. So, in other words, and there's the sheet of Moses Poski. V'chein kos of Mari, b'trum es adeshen, simen kufidal, shem esmak, v'bes yosef, v'ak meishe, v'ak chayim, simen tof mem zayin. V'chein kos v'chein ish arajbo, v'chein b'tis in his vochi. Ude loy kemashma b'tis is perik oro, di kemar b'kemach, loy havi kelar b'lach, elo kishur iseach. Elo kishur iseach. In other words, so there is a shite, that kemar b'kemach, when you Mi'ariv, Kemach Heter with Kemach Iser, so that's considered like Yomish B'Yomish, not Lar B'Lach. There is such a shita, but we don't pass like that. We pass like Rov Rishenim, that Kemach B'Kemach has a din of Lar B'Lach. In other words, that shita that says that Kemach B'Kemach is Yomish B'Yomish, so assumes that Lar B'Lach means if it's a liquid. If it's a liquid. Not if it's a salad, if it's the ruvus of two salads. But most Rishayim hold, no, it's an expression, lar belach, because usually, lar belach, the definition of lar belach is even distribution. Even distribution. So usually, when you make a solution, you see, when you make a solution of two liquids, or when you dissolve a salad in a liquid, so you have even distribution. But when you mix two solids, so usually you don't have even distribution. But kemach b'kemach, you can affect even distribution, even though it's two solids. It's two solids. So memele, it's considered lar belach. Lar belach is only an expression. It means even distribution. So memele, kemach b'kemach, where you have even distribution, so it's considered like lar belach. This is the way it passed. All right, now. So, now here there is a lot of discussion on Sivov in the Shach. I mentioned it when we discussed the Shach, when we went over the long Shach in Simen Kuf Zayin in connection with Dogim and Beitzim. I mean, so the Marshal says, the Marshal and the Ramo both assume that Rabbi Shimshin's Kule applies not only to Beitzim, not only to Dogim, it applies to Beitzim as well. And the Shach says no. So the Primigodim says this is Lishutasai. Now, so here is this Shach. Chad betrei bottle. Now, so the Shach says betrei bottle, Sivov, Kaleim Abirov, Kidichsiv, Achri Rabim Bahatis, Vafil Lekerov, Elo Behanach Trei Shem, Ktanim Neisa, is bottle. Now, so there are two pshot. There are two pshotim in that shach. I mentioned at that time the name of the primigodim that this shach is saying that rov by yovish biyovish does not mean cave. It means more, not cave, not cave. Why? That's the pshat of the primigodim in the shach. But there is another pshat in the shach. So I mean, according to the pshat in the primigodim in this shach, so merely that shach in Simen Kuf Zayin is lishitasai. Now, what did I mention then? That there is a machlekes rishenim and a machlekes achrenim. What does rov mean? Does rov mean more or rov means careful, double? So, the Shirim Kobetzes in Beitze, Dav Dalet, says that rov means more, not double. And in other words, suppose two chtiches of Iser are mixed up with three chtiches of Eter. So you have more, but you don't have double. In order to have double, so you have to have a mix-up of between two chtiches of Iser and four chtiches of Eter. Suppose you have two chtiches of Iser are mixed up with three chtiches of Eter, not four chtiches of Eter. So the Shin Kubetzes in Beitzed, Avdalet says that there is big more. Rov means more, not double, not cave. And the chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Samaches, in discussing the Tamkikah, so he mentions Rov, so he also says it doesn't mean Keful, it means more. It means more. These are the Rishenim who explicitly say that Rov means more, not Keful. But then the Berek HaBayis, the Ho, Berek HaBayis, Bayis Dalet Shabayis, he says explicitly that Rov means Keful. So in other words, if Tuchtiches of Isa will be mixed up with Tuchtiches of Eter, there is no Bittul. Only if Tuchtiches of Isa will be mixed up with Fortiches of Eter. Three with six, four with eight, I mean, and so on. That's the one Rishon who says it explicitly, so is the Dor. There are many who are midayik from the Roshan, I mentioned that, from the Roshan of the Rambam in Perek Tesvov, Hilchos Macholos Asuras. They are midayik, but it's not muchach from the Roshan Rambam. Now, so the Primigodim says that the Shachshite, now the Marshal, so he says that Rov means cave, not just more. Now the Primigodim says the Shachshite is that Rov means Rov, more, not cave. And he mentions that he finds it in this Shach, but it's not so muchach in this Shach. Betray bottle, claim a berov, kidirsi, vachirabim batis, vafil lekerov, el bahanach trei, shem ktanim yoisea, shem ktanim yoisea, is bottle. So what does it mean? So the Primigodim explains the Shach, that what does it mean? Suppose Vafilu lekerov el bahanach trei shem ktanim yoisea. In other words, suppose you have two small chatiches, and then you have one chatich of isa. Now this chatich is a larger chatich than either chatich or better. But so this chatich is larger than each one of these two chatiches of better. But the size, the total size of the two chatiches of heter is more than this single chatich of isa. So there is bit. This is how the Primigodim explains Vishach. In other words, so what does it mean? What does it mean? It's bottle. It means it's bottle because it's more, even though it does not have careful. In other words, even though it does not have careful, so still it's bottle. This is how he explains. Now you'll see here the Pisrichuvi. Now the Pisri, but there is another Shaila. The Shach could be explained in another way. You see. Because there is a Machlekes Achreinim where the Bitul Rov means Rov Minyan or it means Rov Binyan. The Primigodim in the Sharat Aruves. Now the Primigodim here has his Perush on the Shach and the Taz. So the Mishbet Zov, that's the Perush and the Taz. The Sifsi Das, that's the Perush and the Shach. But before that he has quite a psich, an introduction. So he has a Sharat Aruves. So the Primigodim in the Sharat Aruves, it's Chilik Aleph, Perik Aleph. So Chilik Aleph, Perik Aleph in the Sharat Aruves. So he mentions the Raya from the Chulis Arashba. In Simen Reisha in Beis and Reisha in Gimel. So he is Midayik from the Chulis Arashba that the Rov means not Rov Minyan, but it means Rov Binyan. And according to the Primigodim, so Rov Binyan is effective. Bein Likule, Bein Lechumre. The important thing is Rov Binyan, not Rov Minyan. Bein Likule, Bein Lechumre. So what does Rov Binyan mean? Suppose Rov Minyan means that if you have one Chticha of Isa, and then you have a Chticha of Eter, But the chticha of Yisr is a small one. The chticha of Yisr is a gigantic one. So you have Rav Binyan. But you don't have Rav Minyan because this is one chaticha and this is one chaticha. Let's say this is the chaticha sisa. I mean, there is a chtichas heter that is larger. So we have a rov, rov minyan, but you don't have a rov minyan. So according to the primigodi, so there is bitl, because there is rov minyan. The nefesh achayo, now so the primigodi discusses it in chiri shara tarubes chiri kalef peri kalef. And then, the nefesh achayo, Reb Chaim Loza Vaks, he is chelik, and he says that bein likule bein lichumre rov means rov minyan, not rov binyan. So bein likule bein lichumre. So suppose you have a taruves of iser and heter, and if you are sure that there are two chatiches heter. As against one chaticha yisar, even though there is a possibility that the one chaticha yisar happens to be the gigantic one, you don't know, but there is a possibility that the chaticha yisar might be the gigantic chaticha, but the chaticha seter, if the chaticha yisar is the gigantic chaticha, so then there are two chaticha seter. But the two chatechaseter are small ones. So according to Nefesh Achayo, there is bitul rov, because there is rov minyan. According to Primigodi, no, there wouldn't be any bitul rov, because there is no rov binyan. So the important thing according to Primigodi is rov binyan, not rov minyan. Alright, so, and according to Nefesh Achayo, so the important thing is rov minyan, not rov binyan. Bein likule, bein likule. Now the Darki Tshuve, I didn't see the Knesset Agdelo because it's not available, that Knesset Agdelo. So, the Darki Tshuve, in Simen Kuftes, so, I think it's Simen, I didn't mark it down. I think it's Sif Chov Dalet in Darki Tshuve. So he mentions the Tshuve of the Knesset Agdelo, and it's very mistaba like the Knesset Agdelo. So the Knesset Agdelo says that in order to have bitul b'rov, we must have both rov minyan and rov binyan. But that's a third cheat, the Knesset Agdelo, because according to Primigodi, the important thing is rov binyan. Minyan is not important. And according to the Nefesh Achayo, the important thing is rov minyan. Even if there is a possibility that the chtichas yisar in Kamus has more than the two chtiches heter. So then, according to the Nefesh Achayo, there is bitl. But the shita of the Knesset Agdelo is that in order we should have bitl, so we must have both. We must have rov minyan and rov binyan. So in other words, if you have, let's say, if you are sure the two chtiches are heter, as against one chtiche of Yisr, and you are also sure that the two chtiches of heter, which are two in number, two individual chtiches, they in kamus, they are more than that chtiche of Yisr, even if the chtiche of Yisr happens to be gigantic, large chtiche, if you are sure of these two things.